Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
This is Sound Opinions, and it is time now for our holiday spectacular with Andy Surzan. 15 years bringing Andy to public radio, Greg. He did it many years before that with us. Andy works for Jam Productions, one of the biggest concert promoters in the Midwest, based here in Chicago. But his first love is finding exotic, obscure, and otherwise forgotten Christmas music. Every year he makes a mixtape of his finds, and every year we are lucky to have him share it with us and our listeners, even in these difficult times. Andy, welcome back to Sound Opinions.
Thanks for having me back, everybody.
You know, it was kind of hard to work up the holiday spirit this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I have to be honest when I say there were times when I was like, I can't do this. I just couldn't use any of the stuff that I'd put together because, you know, it was all over the place and kind of goofy, sort of. You know, I try to be serious sometimes, but it felt inappropriate, you know, to like throw some big goofy Christmas party with all the chaos going on. And then over the years, I've made a number of genre-specific compilations, and I'd done soul, Santa Soul. I did the jazz thing, the Jingle Jangle Jazz Party. I'd never done the blues, and I decided that this is probably the year to do it because, fairly appropriate. And all I can say is I'm just really happy as we're taping this. One of my main reasons for having the blues, besides the virus, was our political reality, and I'm just super psyched on how that's turned out. And so I'm feeling a lot better. Next year, I promise I'm going to get back into doing what I normally do with the holiday obscure thing. But
I dare say, you know, there's nobody with a heart and conscience this year that didn't have the blues at some point, Andy. The blues isn't about wallowing in misery. It's about catharsis and coming out to the other side.
Not just that, but sharing the pain of a reality, you know, almost all the great blues songs have to do with trying to work your way through some kind of issues in your life, whether it's your livelihood or relationships or whatever. I mean, that's the whole crux of what it's based on. And I think that's pretty much what everybody on the planet went through in the last X amount of months, especially Americans, I'm sorry to say, because of the politics and that.
And as usual, your genre specific themes never go basic, never go generic. It's always a level or three deeper. Tell us a little bit about how you found these songs. It's a different flea market out there now when you can't do things in person as much, right?
Yeah, I had to dig into the archives. I think you guys know me well enough to know that I'm a major league problem with collecting vinyl. It's just so out of control that literally I've never stopped from the 70s on. And over the years, come up with a number of blues-related 45s. So over half the songs on this mix are from my personal vinyl stash. And then to dig a little bit deeper and get into some of the stuff from the earlier periods, like the 30s and 40s, you're just not going to find those records. I mean, they don't exist. They're on 78s, and they're all either in Europe or Japan. guys came over and took them all decades ago. And if you do find one, and when I do, I get super excited, and then I look at it, it looks like eggs have been fried on it. You can't even, they're not there. So fortunately, there's some excellent blues comps out there that really well-researched and stuff. And Rhino started it all off with the Blue Yule compilation years ago. Now Document does a series, Dusta Digital, The Stack, Soulville Christmas. So a couple of songs from that. The majority of songs are from my own archives and are 45s that I've bought over the years.
So in every way, 2020, Andy Surzan's Christmas Blues is appropriate. This is the year America had the blues. You weren't able to go out and do as much crate digging pilgrimage expeditions as usual. So this is perfect. Tell us what the first set is what we're going to hear.
Okay, well, I want to start off with kind of the source. This is one of the really great early Christmas tracks. It's from the 30s. It's by Slim Seward and Fatboy Hayes, and it's it was recorded in, actually this one's from 1948. The second track we're going to play is Christmas Morning Blues by Sonny Boy Williamson. The first, there are two Sonny Boys, and we can get into that later because it's a heck of a story. But that one was recorded in 1938 in Aurora, Illinois. Now try to figure that out. I was like, wait a minute, where? You know, so. But a lot of these guys were up in the Chicagoland area, and there was a lot of recording in the 78 era in southern Wisconsin and in Chicago, of course. So the first set kicks off with some country blues by Slim Seward, Christmas Time Blues, and then we, as I mentioned, we go into Christmas Morning Blues by Sonny Boy Williams. Sonny Boy Williams, one of the great pre-World War II harmonica players, and then we're off.
Well, it's Christmas time, and everybody's gone away. Yes, it's Christmas time, and everybody's gone away. Now it means so bad. My baby's going away Tuesday. My baby got suitcase packed, and my trunk is already gone. My baby got suitcase packed, and my trunk is already gone. And I'm a lonesome man, down a long, long way from home. When my baby left for the station, I'm walking right by her side. Now when my baby left for the station, I'm walking right by her side. Now when she got on the train, no, I hung my head and cried. Now when that train left the station, no, my heart began to swell. When I train at the station, Lord, my heart began to swell. Cause it was taking me one, Lord, that I love so well.
Coming back again. While it was on one Christmas morning, T-Bird's Christmas coming back again. While I'm trying to hide my little woman, to keep her from running around with these other men. Not Santa Claus, I want you to bring my baby a lot of toys. Not Santa Claus, I want you to bring my baby a lot of toys. Now I know my baby wants to have fun, not with these other little girls and boys. Santa Claus, can I get you to understand? Santa Claus, Santa Claus, can I get you to understand? Now that I want you to bring my baby one of these radios and two or three of them detective fans. One of these coats, I mean with that long fur hanging down. I want Santa Claus to bring my baby one of these used coats with that long fur hanging down. Now that I want her to be looking good, Lord, when I drop bang in her town. Now Santa Claus, Santa Claus, can't you hear my lonesome cry? Santa Claus, can't you hear my lonesome cry? Well, I'll be sure to do what I told you, Santa Claus, before I tell you goodbye.
Help you decorate the Christmas tree. Well, I won't be home to help you decorate the Christmas tree. I'll be thinking about you, and I hope you'll think of me. Standing beneath the mistletoe. Yes, I know you look lovely. Standing beneath the mistletoe. I could hold you and kiss you. Tell you why I love you so. I'd love to spend this Christmas sitting by the fire with you. Yes, I love to spend this Christmas sitting by the fire with you. Drinking eggnog with fruitcake, just like we used to do. Yes, I won't be with you on that happy holiday. I can wish you a Merry Christmas in an old-time fashioned way. It's Christmas time, and I'm so all alone. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope your troubles are not like mine.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope your troubles are not like mine. My baby left me last year, just around about Christmas time. Hey, Sue Bridgeford, thanks for your advice. Hey, Sue Bridgeford, thank you for your advice. I'm gonna leave all the women alone, and I'm going back to my wife. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas to you. I hope to see you next year, just like I always do.
Okay, we're back with our very own Kris Kringle, Andy Surzan. It is the Christmas Spectacular from Andy Surzan. Andy, what did we just hear?
That was Cecil Gant giving a shout out to Santa Claus. Hello, Santa Claus. And again, the story is Cecil wants a favor from Santa Claus, and he's not shy about it. And let's see, that came out in 1950. It was recorded in New York City. And then before that, probably the best known Christmas blues guy, Lowell Fulson. He was also one of the most popular blues guys, period, of his era. And he put out a couple of big Christmas tunes, Lonesome Christmas being the one that's on literally every blues compilation out there. That's a good song and everything. But what he did is basically re-recorded the song, changed the title of it to Wanna Spend Christmas With You. And I think the reason he re-recorded it is because I noticed that some other guys is considered to be the writer of it on the original version called Lonesome Christmas, and then all of a sudden he's the writer of the new version that's the same song, yeah. Which is fantastic and brilliant. And Lowell's got he's got some serious cred. I mean, at one point in time, both Ray Charles and Stanley Turrentine were in his band at the top of his game. And the version we played is the B-side of Wanna Spend Christmas With You. And again, there's a number of those tracks out, which are kind of interesting because the song is so long that they could have put it on one side of a 45. So the first side plays out, and then the second side starts the song up again and keeps going. I have a couple of those.
I was wondering if you made a mistake when you said Wanna Spend Christmas With You is the B-side of Wanna Spend Christmas With You.
Yeah, it's part two.
I love that. And then the country blues kicked us off. Christmas time blues and Christmas morning blues.
Yeah, Christmas morning blues being more like that's the sort of start of the more rough and rowdy sort of blues vibe. You got some quasi-electric sounding instruments in there, and you know, that's, but I wanted to start with the base of the whole thing, which of course is Southern acoustic blues, and that was Slim Seward's contribution to the Blues Christmas Archives.
So you are not only charting blues Christmas songs in the Obscura vein, but the Great Migration from the cotton fields of the South to the streets of Chicago and electrifying and plugging.
Yeah, well, you know, born in Chicago, and I personally own probably at least 300 blues albums on vinyl and 45s and whatnot. And I take great pride in it, in being in the music business, especially when the British guys come to town and stuff. I mean, you know, even as recently as 10 years ago, you'd get this, can we go down and see some blues and, you know, the South Side? Where's Teresa's? You know, it's sort of like, guys, that stuff's gone.
Not really here anymore.
You know, I'm sorry to tell you that, but
yeah,
it's still, you want to be an ambassador for it, because this is without a doubt, our hometown is ground zero in the story of the blues, but of a later period than most of the stuff we just listened to. However, having said that, you know, that Sonny Boy track was recorded in Aurora in the late 30s, so there you go. Yeah.
Well, and you also brought us right to the cusp of the rock and roll era, Cecil Gant. I love that guy because I once came across a collection of his B-sides, and they were all rock and roll. He would record the ballad, which would be the hit in the 40s, on the A-side, and the B-sides were all these, like, wild, you know, cuts. Like, you're going, my God, this is rock and roll before anybody knew what it was. And so you have Cecil Gant represented here very well, and that that piano playing is just extraordinary.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to hear more from Andy Surzan here on Sound Opinions, but coming up, we've got more holiday recordings from the collection of Christmas music maestro Andy Surzan. That's going to be in a minute on Sound Opinions.